Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
There is a political shakeup happening in Costa Mesa right now that's got a lot of residents scratching their heads. Last week, without much notice, the city council there stripped the mayor of her job in a 3-2 vote. That decision comes ahead of some big changes in the way Costa Mesa residents choose their elected officials. And here now to talk us through all of it is Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Larry.
First of all, tell us about now former Mayor Katrina Foley. Who is she and why did her peers decide to vote her out?
Katrina Foley is a longtime politician in the Costa Mesa area. So she was a councilwoman for a couple of years last decade. She also served on Newport Mesa Unified School District. Currently on the council, she got elected back in 2014, I mean. And she's very beloved. When I used to cover her at the OC Weekly, she was one of the few politicians that I could say is an honest politician that people should like. And because of that, though, when you're an honest politician in Orange County, the bad politicians are going to want to go after you.
So I understand there are some intercouncil politics that are playing out here.
Oh, boy.
You're right, including a call for an investigation. So who's behind that?
So the big issue in Costa Mesa for, gosh, we're in 2017 now, so a good 8 years, has been with the current council member, Jim Righeimer, who's going to be termed out next year. So it was under Jim Righeimer that the city proposed to lay off hundreds of workers. It's under Jim Righeimer that he accused a Costa Mesa police union of having a private investigator trying to set him up on a drunk driving charge. And so now Righeimer is the one who said at the very end to the Orange County Register, after the 3-2 vote that stripped Katrina Foley of her mayoral responsibilities, that he said that there was something that was going on that he really couldn't talk about, but he asked the city attorney and the city manager to investigate into Foley, which, I'm sorry, but in an era of transparency, if you're just going to put it out there that someone did something wrong and not offer more, that's obviously just cheap political ploys.
I mean, do you have any idea what he thinks investigators are going to find?
None. He offered nothing. Foley, in all her years, and look, you could disagree with Foley and other people, but she has never been accused of any malfeasance whatsoever. So that's what really upset citizens of Costa Mesa even more. So at that city council meeting last week, there was over 50 people, almost all of them speaking out in favor of Foley keeping her chair.
You know, all of this political theater comes at a time of change in Costa Mesa. Voters will be allowed to choose the mayor for the first time next year. Will Foley run?
She is saying she's going to. And a longtime blogger, he no longer blogs anymore, but Jeff West, he used to do a blog called A Bubbling Cauldron. So he wrote an op-ed piece for the Daily Pilot, the LA Times owned newspaper down in Newport Beach, Costa Mesa, over the weekend, where he said he believes this is a ploy by Righeimer to make Foley not run with the title of mayor incumbent. So right now, the current mayor is Sandy Gennis, and the mayor pro tem is Alan Mansour, longtime politician in Costa Mesa. The theory is, at least according to West, is that Righeimer is trying to get Mansour to run, and at least it'll be a little bit more playing field. But again, a lot of people are upset, especially Democrats in Orange County. They're raring for a victory. So 2018 is also going to be the first year Costa Mesa is going to have district elections, which means now that the mayoral seat, which usually rotates every 2 years, people are going to be able to elect them directly.
You know, tell me, what are the issues driving the political discourse in Costa Mesa, and how do they fit in with the broader conversations taking place in the OC?
So the biggest conversation right now has been development. Foley's people think, or people on Foley's side say, there's way too much development going on right now in Costa Mesa, too fast. People with Jim Righeimer, they're trying to develop more. They're also allied with developers. That's one of the big issues. Then the biggest issue, of course, in Costa Mesa has been what's going on with government employees. Righeimer thinks that the city should be run more like a business and lay off as many people as possible. And a lot of, you know, their opposition says no, that if you're going to run a good city like Costa Mesa, well, you need a good government to run it, and you don't need someone who wants to hack it to death.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Law. Gustavo, thanks so much.
Gracias.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.